Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to all of our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, including our over-the-road truck drivers out there, our men and our women behind the wheels of the big old 18-wheelers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler the same way. And you can also find us on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com for more things. Now, we're going to start right out with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and here we go. And there they are.
There they are.
And there they've been. Yep, it's a nice night here. It's very warm outside. So a lot of people out there on the deck. All right, thank you. See you tomorrow. Bye.
Very nice. Yep.
Yeah, it's very warm. So, you know, people are outside tonight sitting on their porches and whatnot. Now, are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America. And to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, and we emphasize the two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Now, several different ways I could start the show tonight, Kyle. I think what I'll do is I'll start with the news coming out of Washington, D.C. about the January 6th panel. Now, it's my understanding that starts today.
Right, I believe so, yes.
Mm-hmm. All right, and that being the case, there was a last-minute push, if you will, by House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy to have a couple of more people put on the panel, and Nancy Pelosi shot it down.
Well, of course, because this isn't a search for what happened. It's not a search for the truth. It's not a search for really anything other than let's get Trump back in the news. We're going to talk about January 6th. We're going to create a narrative. And by the way, we're going to leave out some important parts, too. And those parts include, what did Nancy Pelosi know and when did she know it? Why didn't she do anything? Why weren't they prepared? We could go on and on, Captain, but those are the important parts they're going to leave out on purpose.
All right. Now, if you can, cut down your microphone a little bit because it's way up.
Okay. How about that?
That's a little better. Okay. Because you were distorted that last time there. But that's okay. Now, you're better now. But anyway, we just don't know what we're going to get because, again, Nancy, is she going to investigate herself? And then there was something really, really nonsensical that was said yesterday by Adam Schiff. He said, there are a number of tools that we could use to compel testimony from both Trump and McCarthy.
Interesting. Well, of course, see, that's part of their plan, though, too. They believe that they can, they want the drama of trying to, you know, haul in Donald Trump, you know, into the room and have all the photograph meters going and whatnot, and that would be their moment in the sun. They know how to do this. They know how to stage this. But again, this isn't about looking for the facts or coming up with exactly what happened, because if we talked about exactly what happened, and yes, what happened was wrong, and there were a lot of people who did wrong things, but we also need to know who did what and what was done wrong, and maybe that's the part they don't want to talk about.
Well, what they don't want to talk about is the fact that Nancy Pelosi doesn't want to answer any tough questions because she's the one responsible, her office. The Speaker of the House, she's on the committee that takes care of the Sergeant of Arms, and the Sergeant of Arms, who's also on the staff that oversees the Capitol Police, and she's responsible for the breakdown in security at the Capitol on January the 6th.
Well, sure. Ultimately, she certainly is. And because, Captain, it wasn't unforeseeable that people might have a demonstration, I don't mean to have a riot, but they might have a demonstration there. So certainly you would think that they would have taken the extra, help that was offered and this kind of thing. She certainly should have done something. It's almost as if, and I'll just go out on a limb here, it's almost as if they were sort of waiting for somebody to do something wrong so that they could point to it. It's all politics. To them, it truly is all politics.
And the schools where the CRT push is on, they're encountering a little bit of a problem right now. It's something called democracy and really mad and upset parents that are fighting back tooth and nail against these schools that are trying to ram this stuff down our students' throats.
Well, right. Well, of course, it's being framed as we just want to teach accurate history to the children, you know. But, Captain, you know, you and I, we learned accurate history from the get-go. We know all about America. We know all about the good and the bad and the ugly, as it were. We know about that. This is a framing, and they're trying to make it look like people are saying, look, don't come in with your new agenda. As somehow being, you know, you're not anti-racist enough. Well, guess what? The American people are anti-racist. I got news for them.
All right. Already. Here comes the music. Hang on. And folks, I'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. And this is the Captain's America Third Watch, strolling across the overnight radio airwaves. Don't go anywhere. We got a lot more to talk about, and your phone calls are always welcome too. 877-969-8600 if you want to opine.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
This is Kyle Warren, and you're tuned in to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com.
You betcha. And this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Now, I just took a Relief Factor before the show started here. I take one of them in the morning when I get up, which is usually around 11 to 12 o'clock or thereabouts. And I take one again around midnight or so before the show starts, because it's part of my integrated health plan that helps my body reduce the inflammation problem that I've got, as well as the pain that I have, which it goes direct to the pain at the source. And the reason for that is because of the ingredients in it: turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, which is 100% drug-free. I like that the best of all. Now, it's 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins that your body needs anyway. It also supports healthy joints and muscles, speeds up the healing process, and you'll know with the 3-week quick start what's going to happen to you by the end of that third week. It costs $19.95 for the 3-week quick start, and you get it by going to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, and just ordering it, and away you go, and see what happens. And I want to thank everybody that's been coming up to me lately and letting me know what a great job it's doing in helping them control their pain, and they're just as happy as a lark. Every once in a while, I'll meet somebody that says, you know, I tried it. It worked, but I don't know. I said, well, whatever. But you can always call back and order again. That's relieffactor.com/captain. Okay, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
We have a caller on the line, but before I get to the caller, I want to go to something here. You ready?
Okay.
Now, Pelosi said, and I quote, "I think that we should mask." Dr. Fauci says masking is being considered under active consideration for being brought back. And the blue cities, and here's where I think we ought to do with the mask, okay? There are some cities, some blue cities that are having problems, correct?
That's true. Yeah.
The red states, the red cities are not. They just aren't. Okay, now they're trying to make a big deal out of Florida. Well, Florida's got cases are coming back, and this, that, and the other. Oh, the variant, oh, these are unvaccinated people are getting us, and all that stuff. Well, there's some truth in that. But it's not at a level where the percentage rate is worrying anybody. Remember where they said it had to be 5% before they started talking about shutting things down and all that?
Right, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, well, your state in California still isn't up to 2%, and they're talking about shutting your whole damn state back down again.
Well, exactly. And part of this is there's a fear factor that's sort of being stoked because of the Delta variant. But here we go again. Hearing about that masks could become mandatory again. We know
everywhere.
That, exactly. Because for some reason, the idea of you get on a bus or you're gonna go somewhere, you're gonna mingle with people, you might be with some unvaccinated people, and so everybody's gonna have to wear a mask. And for the people that have gone out and gotten vaccinated, for example, they're gonna ask a good question, that is, well, if I'm vaccinated, why do I need a mask? But again, it's this thing about scaring people into believing that it's worse than it really is, perhaps.
All right, and we're going to go to the phone lines, and I believe I know who this is. Okay, Todd in Tampa, 60 seconds, go.
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. We curse the unholy, ungodly, totalitarian left trying to tell us what to do, how to live, while they do their own thing and fly around in their jets and don't wear a mask and have guards with guns on them while they try and take our guns away. No. In the mighty name of Jesus, we command. No, we don't. We don't accept that. We're free here. Okay, we're free. You got your idiot Marxist communist governor over there in Michigan over there, and you're gonna let her tell you what to do instead of you people rising up and standing up for yourself and your own businesses and your families and saying no, we you work for us. And by the way, Mitch McConnell, you should be out there. If I was Senate Majority Leader, I'd say, this is a bad deal. That $1 trillion we don't have, we have to borrow from China. We can't do business this way. And that's why Donald Trump was elected president in a landslide victory. By the way, he won. Okay, so we can't do this. And then they want to put taxes on people coming out of a pandemic. It's bad business. No, it's a non-starter. Let's get back to work and save the country. Peace.
All righty, and that's Todd in Tampa. And, McConnell... The only thing he's going to be famous for years from now is all the judges he got through for Donald Trump.
Yes, perhaps so. Perhaps so.
I can't think of anything else he did. Can you?
Well, certainly right now in his role as minority leader, there's something to be said for trying to stand up to the Biden agenda. But yeah, I think you're right. I think what happened with President Trump and the legacy that is in terms of the judges is going to be far-reaching.
Now, a Chinese diplomat has said some in the U.S. hope that by containing China, America would become great again. Really?
Well,
America's great to begin with.
Yes, America's great to begin with. The way that President Trump sort of put it, and I think it was quite right, and that is, China was benefiting for many, many, many years from deals that were made, and President Trump was sort of taking a lot of those deals back to square one. That is part of the economic boon that we saw under President Trump. But China right now, I think the bigger picture right now is China saying a lot of things about the West or a lot of things about America in particular and trying to frame itself that somehow it's being wronged in some of these things. And also it's tough talk against Japan is another example where maybe they're looking at what happened with the COVID-19 virus and the blowback on China that they know that this has set them back very, very far.
Now, yesterday, Joe Biden and the Iraqi prime minister agreed to seal an agreement on ending the U.S. combat mission in Iraq. Here's more about that.
Before leaving for Washington, Iraqi Prime Minister Mustafa al-Kadhimi said his country no longer requires U.S. combat troops to fight the Islamic State group. The U.S. and Iraq agreed in April that the transition to a train and advise mission meant the U.S. combat role would end, but they didn't settle on a timetable for completing that transition. There are about 2,500 American troops stationed in Iraq. Greg Clugston, Washington.
So, by the end of the year, we won't be in a combat role. We'll be doing what we've already phased over into, and that's advising and training. And I do know that they want to keep our Air Force over there with our aircraft for support because of the fact that we're flying most of the sorties over the Islamic State territory. And by the way, they are still haven't been destroyed.
Well, exactly right. Well, hopefully it's going to be a much different situation than what we have in Afghanistan, because in Iraq, just the other day, as I recall, the Iraqi officials were saying they're ready to take over, basically, take over the protection and these kinds of things, different than Afghanistan.
Iraq has an army. I believe Iraq has more intelligent people in the army, because unlike the people in Afghanistan, most of the men in Afghanistan can't even read, write, or do anything other than cite the Quran by memory, because that's what they have to do. Their mark is an X. They have no way of writing or reading or anything like that. And that's what I've been told, the difference between that and Iraq, which is more of a westernized type nation, because even when Saddam Hussein was running the show over there, he had people in school and he had them learning, their reading, writing, and arithmetic, so to speak.
Yes, well, exactly right. So it really is a very different tale that we're seeing in Iraq right now. And, of course, it's going to come down to in Afghanistan, I think, as you've talked about before, Captain, any kind of residual force or base in Afghanistan is probably going to be a big issue down the road.
Well, it is, and we'll lose the ability for our intel, unfortunately, and we will lose the opportunity to be able to have our own boots on the ground in various areas, because it's going to be so dangerous to try to get out into areas around the countryside that we're putting our men out there is going to run the risk of getting them killed or captured or both.
That's exactly right. And so we won't know the full ramifications till we get a little further down the road, obviously. But we know what's going to happen in Afghanistan. Again, the president the other day approved money to try to get some of these Afghan workers out. We don't know if they're going to be able to do that anywhere near in time, though.
Okay, here comes the music. When we come back, folks, we're going to talk about Bill de Blasio and New York City and something that he's done. The same thing as what California did, and we'll tell you what that was. Both are identical, but I'll tell you what, the unions are on fire right now, and be careful what you wish for. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The leaders of North and South Korea have agreed to restore lines of communication between the two countries in an attempt to improve relations. The Associated Press reporting the office of South Korea's president made the announcement, saying that the leaders had been negotiating since April and have agreed to reopen the suspended communications link between the leadership of the two nations. And public employees in California and New York City and in one federal agency will soon have to get vaccinated against COVID. California Governor Gavin Newsom announced Monday that all state and health care workers in the state will have to get vaccinated or get tested once a week starting next month. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio announced similar requirements for the 340,000 city workers there. Then Veterans Affairs Secretary Dennis McDonough also announced that all healthcare personnel working for the department would be required to get vaccinated. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is Kyle Warren, and you're tuned in to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600, or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com.
All righty, and welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. This portion of the program brought to you by Mike Lindell's MyPillow.com. Remember, you can go over to the website, MyPillow.com, and go over to the little button that's there that says Radio Listener Specials page. When you click on that page, you're going to see all kinds of deals that you're going to need a promo code for. And you're going to find deep discounts on those deals where you're going to save $70 here and $50 there and $40 there and $60 over here. And to do it, you just enter the promo code CAPTAIN and you're home free. Now, that's MyPillow.com. Take advantage of all the different things he has to offer on the Radio Listener Specials page. Also, you can give him a call at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. 5459 to speak to a customer rep, and they'll answer any questions that you have. So, MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener Specials page, and enter the promo code CAPTAIN for anything that you want. And if you got any questions, you can call them at 800-641-5459. Back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Now, we were chatting a little bit on the side. And we mentioned something about the VA, and of course the VA yesterday has mandated COVID-19 shots for their medical staff, all of their medical staff.
That's exactly right. And so that news broke on Monday, and definitely I think is going to be perhaps a shadow of things to come. certainly here in California, now this isn't federal, but this is from the governor of California, mandating that healthcare workers across the state need to be vaccinated, state employees as well as, I believe. And so we're seeing more of this. And also, Captain, the other component that we're going to be watching and have been watching is the private business aspect of perhaps mandating vaccines to in order to have a job at a particular company or place of business. And certainly, there's going to be discussion of religious or medical variances for that, obviously. But this is where the trend appears to be going at this point.
Well, in New York City, all the employees for the city of New York, all of them, whether they're police, fire, emergency medical, garbage haulers, clerks in the offices, Department of Motor Vehicles, whatever, all of them are going to have to be vaccinated, or they're going to have a mask that they'll be wearing, the unvaccinated ones, and they'll have to have weekly COVID tests.
Exactly right. Exactly right. And so certainly, again, it's this idea of the Delta variant that is out there. It is a real thing. It is really more contagious, and it has made a lot of people sick, unfortunately. But these mandates and these new ways of dealing with, you can come in if you've been vaccinated, or you can't if you haven't been.
Now,
that's going to be a big deal.
Now, the lawyers are lining up on this one because, first of all, there hasn't been any of the vaccines approved yet, has there?
Well, exactly right. None have been fully approved. They're provisionally approved.
And a lot of these people are saying, well, we're not going to go with the vaccine because it hasn't been approved yet, so why should we take something that's only experimental or whatever? And they have a point there. But the first one that seems to be the one that's going to get approved is going to be the Moderna one.
That's right. You're right. And even here in California, some healthcare workers have expressed hesitancy in order to take the vaccine. I think they're basing that on the idea that it's not approved or it's not a done deal at this point. But I do think it's more close around the corner than perhaps we know.
Okay. Now our buddy Quint, who's out in Kansas City, Kansas, is chiming in right now. And he's saying, Captain, he says, for what it's worth, the city of Kansas City is talking about doing the same thing here, too. However, what they would do is no one's going to lose their job over not getting a shot. The people that don't have a shot will have to wear a mask, and they'll be checked weekly.
Yes, that's true. And in the short term, that is one thing, but one wonders about the long term in terms of, and not about the get vaccinated or don't get vaccinated, but the idea that now you're creating a separate a group, basically, and so there may be some long-term social type effects in the workplace as a result of that. But it just remains to be seen. But I think you're right. I think about the approval process that may drive a lot more of this as we get further down the road.
Now, did you hear about the Dallas Democrats that are holed up in Washington D.C.?
Yep, they're there. Don't they want to meet with Kamala Harris or something like
no,
that?
No, it's more than that. They're begging for money and stuff now. They were blasted over the weekend after the group advertised a donation drive soliciting supplies and money for the Texas House Democrats who fled the Lone Star State 2 weeks ago to block certain legislation from becoming law. Now they're saying we need to have toiletries, we need to have soap, we need to have we need to have whatever because we don't have it here. We have to start from scratch. We left everything behind, blah 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 blah. Or you can send money too.
So I mean they got on an airplane. They didn't take an overnight bag.
Nope.
Toiletries with them.
Nope.
Nope. Yeah, they got out of Dodge as fast as possible, evidently.
Yeah, so yeah. I guess the women are getting a little scroungy and the men are getting scroungier, and I don't know if they're staying in a hotel or what they're doing, but, I mean, I hate to have their hotel bill right about now.
Well, no kidding. So this is a GoFundMe page for legislators who decided not to show up and just vote on the thing they were voting on and cast their vote and represent their constituency. They did a stunt, and now it's not working out so good, it looks like.
Well, when they show up back in Texas, they're going to get arrested.
Yep. Well, that's exactly right. And again, you know, we don't have a, in other words, they're trying to frame this again, that they're doing this heroic thing, that they're standing up to the bad Republicans who are taking away voting rights, and none of that is true, but it's only true in their own minds in the sense that they are, that this is, okay, this is our story, and we're sticking to it.
Now, New Jersey Senator Melendez says that Joe Biden should work with Facebook to suppress the COVID misinformation that's out there.
Well, of course, Jen Psaki said that they're working with Facebook to suppress the COVID vaccine information out there. Again, you know, this is something that doesn't go too far to build a lot of trust because it seems like an intrusion. You know, a lot of people want to be able to get information, and part of that being in a free society is that, you know, somebody, you're going to find kooks, or you're going to find people who have wacky ideas or what have you. When things start looking like there is a government line that everybody has to toe, that looks very bad.
Now, you're out there in California. Where's Barbara Boxer from? Is she from Northern California?
Yeah, she's up from the Bay Area. Yeah.
All right, so she was in Oakland. She was walking through a kind of an upscale part of downtown Oakland, and somebody came up behind her and pushed her down on the ground, assaulted her, and stole her cell phone. Is that right?
Yes, that's what's being reported. Now, she's okay. She wasn't injured, she said. She said she was shook up. But she is 80 years old, and she was senator up until about 2016, I believe, when she retired from 1992, I think this 2016, and she was also in Congress before that, of course. But she was in a place called Jack London Square in Oakland, and it's a historic waterfront neighborhood. And yeah, she said someone came up behind her, pushed her down, and as she was falling, grabbed her cell phone. She yelled after them, "Why would you do this to a grandma?" And said the person didn't stop, didn't seem to care, just kept going with her cell phone. And so we're glad that she wasn't seriously injured, obviously. But what kind of person knocks down an 80-year-old woman, didn't know she was Barbara Boxer, I'm positive of that, probably didn't know who she was, just thought she was an elderly woman, and they did this to steal the cell phone? That's horrible.
Now, very quickly, before we go to break, George Former was on Fox last night talking about the Olympics and how come people weren't watching, and George kind of gave a little push for, well, you know, they're not all bad. We should probably watch. There's some team, you know, people that are okay, and, you know, we should watch them for that reason because some of them are good. But here's the deal. The ratings are out on the Olympics, and they're horrible. They're terrible.
They're really bad. That's right.
The worst ever.
Yep.
And they're doing it to themselves.
Well, sure.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. We're going to let you know what's going on there. Yes, we do have some weather out there tonight. And not to be outdone, we'll let you know where that weather is and what's going on. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, and we're coming right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals, Call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Captain's America, Third Watch.
All righty, and welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America, Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, and we are going to get ready to play us a little music here. But before I do that, I got to tell you the Truckers Highway and Bible Report, always brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J, that you're out there beside or near, pull on into there. And if you're not already a member of the Drivers Club or the RV Club, you can join it while you're there. Just go to the kiosk that's in the truck stop, and you're in like Flynn. Doesn't cost a dime. It's free to join, and then you'll be able to get points for the fuel you buy, points for the food you buy, points for the supplies you buy in the trucker store, too. And you can use them however you want to for discounts and buying things out of the Drivers Club catalog or whatever. So check it out. Tell me Captain sent you, and you're going to be glad you did. Now, I had several requests for this number. I played it last night, and I didn't really know what I had because I had never seen it or heard it before and played it. And somebody said, man, that's great. Can you play it again? So guess what? Here we go. This is AC/DC and the Rolling Stones and something called Rock Me Baby.
Rock me, baby, rock me out.
Friday. Of course, that's Mick Jagger on the vocals, and that was Angus playing the lead guitar first time around. Keith Richard over there with the other guitar, and I'll tell you what, that's got quite a beat to it there, Kyle.
It does. No, that's bluesy, and that's, you can't do it any better. It's great.
Yeah, absolutely, and I'm going to keep that one in the archive, so we got it. Okay, well, I'm going to read a little statement here, then I'm going to turn it over to you, because we do have an active heat wave, if you will, going on tonight, amongst other things. But a sultry several days is expected across the central half of the U.S. as excessive heat warnings and heat advisories are stretching right now from the northern plains into the northwestern Gulf Coast. Now, flash flooding impacts will be possible across northern Utah and Colorado into southern Wyoming late this week and into the weekend as monsoonal rainfall ramps back up in that complex terrain and burned areas and urban areas in the desert southwest. Go for it.
Well, thank you, Captain. We're going to start in the southwest tonight. Of course, we still see a lot of that monsoonal moisture making its way, especially into California. Might have a little bit more on Tuesday, but looks like it may be clearing up, especially if you're heading up Interstate 15. So hopefully you'll have safe travels there. Air quality alert looks like ozone around the Phoenix area down in Arizona tonight. But other air quality alerts to tell you about all across the state of Wyoming, for example, most of the state is covered by the air quality alert. Also, Montana is issuing major moderate to unhealthy alerts throughout most of the state, and this is because of those wildfires and all the smoke that's generating. Excessive heat warnings continue along Billings, near Billings, along the area there, so you definitely want to be prepared for that. Also, of course, in central Idaho tonight, air quality alert also continues there. So these wildfires, as you know, some of that has gone even as far over as to the East Coast, and that's why there's no let-up on these fires, unfortunately.
Yeah, well, the smoke and the poor air is all the way up into New England tonight. But anyway, part of North Dakota, a great part of South Dakota, a large part of Nebraska, about half of Kansas, about one-third of Oklahoma, the eastern third of Texas are all under excessive heat warnings tonight. That also goes over into the southern part of Minnesota, the western half of Iowa, the western half of Missouri, most of Arkansas, the northern part of Louisiana, the western half of Mississippi, again, all have excessive heat warnings where temperatures are going to be up or near 100 degrees in many areas, certainly in the middle to high 90s in other areas. And when we take a look at what's going on tonight around Chicago, we've got poor air quality there. A lot of areas in Indiana tonight, poor air quality. Southwestern corner of Ohio, poor air quality. As I said, most of New England right now, Vermont, New Hampshire, and all of Maine, poor air quality. Believe it or not, Massachusetts is not under that warning at the moment. And then we have poor air quality over in the mountains of Pennsylvania, southeast Pennsylvania, and the hilly section of Maryland, and the hilly section of western New Jersey tonight. And things are just not looking all that fantastic when it comes to the air quality around the country, because, again, that smoke pretty much went up into the northeast, and I guess it'll be headed out to sea here soon.
Yes, exactly right. And we might also mention, too, Captain, that in Utah, there was a terrible pile-up, evidently.
On I-15 and the sandstorm.
In the sandstorm, that's right.
Yeah.
And that's when you get those gusty winds, and so be careful. If you see that stuff kicking up, you gotta find safe harbor until it dies down.
Yeah, I've been in a couple of sandstorms, and they're really challenging to drive in. You have to find a spot and pull off.
Exactly right.
Yeah, and of course the other thing is, and a lot of people understand this, when you deal with these monsoonal rains, when they talk about monsoon, that means it's raining just like a tropical storm. You can't see where you're going. When you can't see where you're going, the best thing you can do is pull off safely on the shoulder, turn on your four-way so that you're out of the way, and hopefully no one will run into you.
Right, exactly right. And when that water comes down, it comes down in buckets, and it starts going somewhere because it's got to go somewhere.
Yeah, yep. And a better way, driver just reminded me here, a better way is to pull up on an exit ramp.
Well, exactly,
get right off the road, and then you don't need to worry about somebody smashing into you.
Yep.
All right, so don't forget, folks, the Trucker's Highway and Byway Report brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stops. Pull on in there. Become a member of the Drivers Club or the RV Club. If you're an RVer, you can join. They've got a club there, too. By the way, you get a discount on your fuel, folks. You get a discount on your fuel, you owner operators out there. So you can use the points that you get on the fuel, the points you get on the food, the points you get on whatever you buy in the trucker store. Use them whenever and however you want to do it. All right, Kyle, here comes the music. That means you've got to take the top of the hour break. That means that we'll be coming back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch right after all these little messages are coming up after your stations get a chance to pay some bills and the news comes on, too. Don't go anywhere. We will be right back.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. Don't go anywhere.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this, or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.